You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is March 11th, 2024. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Wet Shaving Talk podcast. And it is March of 2024. You know, I was thinking about it, and I say this quite often. It's like this year's going by so quickly, I can't believe it's already March. But then it made me think, is it because I'm getting older? Is it because I'm getting older and time is just not as long or doesn't seem as long because I have more time on me? Or is it just because the years really seeming to go fast? Or am I just too busy and I'm not sitting and smelling the roses, per se? I don't know. You guys can let me know your thoughts. Maybe it's a little bit of everything. Or maybe it's just like, hey, time to slow down. Just really enjoy, you know, the month, the day. Or is it really just going by really quickly? Who knows? Today on the show, we do have quite a few things going on in the wet shaving world. There's a meetup coming up from Maggards all the way up in Michigan. This is something that happens every year. It's a really big meetup, really exciting. I'll talk a little bit about that. I really wish I can go to this one. Not sure. I always say every year I keep missing it out, and I just love to see that beautiful building that they're restoring over there too, the Maggards building. And see, we'll talk a little bit about that and what to expect when you go to a meetup of that size and that caliber. 1 month with the Hart Steel Straight Razor. So a few years ago, I think it was about 3 years ago now, I did a review on my Hart Steel Straight Razor. I actually owned it for probably about 7 years now. I had it for quite some time, and just want to talk a little bit about it, how I revisited using it again. And I actually just, you know, haven't used it in some time, and just I want to spend a full month with it to get not only just another kind of review on the review per se, just to have just some more experience with it. And I'll tell you my thoughts on it and what I thought about using it for a month. How failure can lead to success. This is an interesting article in Sharpologist that's really cool and great advice for not only wet shaving, but also for personal life. Superior Cuts 3D printed razor. Is this the future of wet shaving? You know, you've been seeing a lot more of this, of AI coming out, AI content, AI stuff. Is this the future of 3D printed as well? Is this something that we can see that you can actually, will you be able to just get plans or order it online and have it 3D printed right for you? I'll tell you my thoughts and what I've found out on this as well. St. Patrick's Day is next week, guys. It's next Sunday. Get your green on. Get those green shaving soaps going and a couple of themed shaving soaps coming up. We'll talk about that as well. Without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, guys. So the Maggards meetup is going to be on April 20th from 12 to 5. That's going to be at the Maggards retail sale location, which is that nice, beautiful I don't know what kind of an era that building is, but I know that the Maggards family have been restoring it to its original glory, and that's where all of the magic happens for wet shaving in that area. Maggard Razor Meetup, I think they're in their, like, I don't know, seventh year, sixth year of doing a meetup. And really what it entails is it's a huge meetup where you have a bunch of vendors just show up, they put booths out. And then they'll have sampling. They'll have items for sale. A lot of them will have the actual producer themselves, the owner of the company, the artisan, there to talk about it. I know a lot of artisans with software will be there. I know Wolf Razors Wolf Shaving Brushes will be there as well. Peter Wolf usually goes, and it's a really great way to meet those artisans, meet those producers in person, and be able to get possibly a few things to bring home with you. Now, usually this meetup, these types of meetups include like lunch, which this one does. They'll have snacks and food, and they'll also have just like a lot of people talking, saying, I said it many times if you've been listening to this podcast for several years now, every year I want to go to these things. Every year I did get to go to one. I actually made the flight to Pasadena, Florida. Pasadena, California. And went to the Big Shave West 1 year, which I actually really am thankful that I was able to make it. I did do the long flight and everything here from Florida because it was the last one that they had there, and it was really fun. And I got to meet a lot of great people, and a lot of those you know, those guys you see on YouTube and those producers that you've purchased stuff from and see, you know, got to see them in person. It was great to meet them in person and just got to talk to them for a few hours. I had a blast. I thought it was really fun. Everybody was so nice. So I do highly recommend going to a wet shaving meetup, especially the bigger ones like this, because it is just great. You know, it's one of those hobbies that we do that the people are just awesome. They really are. So April 20th, that's in a month. If you can make it, go for it, guys. I tell you, you will not regret it, especially for some of the new guys out there. You'll really get a nice feel of the wet shaving community and what it is in a whole, being able to see everybody in person. So highly recommended. If I can go, I will be there. Trust me. There's already over two dozen vendors going to be there. I think there's going to be some speaking or something like that. It's really cool. So it's kind of one of those meetups. I'm pretty sure Maggard's is not 100% at capacity yet. There's still some spots left, some tickets left, and I think vendors are still being added daily. So check it out on their website and for updates. And if you can go, if you're in the area, highly recommend it. A month with Heart Steel. So as I previously said, guys, in the beginning of this podcast, you know, a month with the Heart Steel razor, just to give you a little insight of what I've been doing in 2024 so far. I have only used straight razors this year. And I'll tell you why. I went a long time using safety razors. And, you know, as you guys know, if you know me, my wet shaving journey started with, you know, a bunch of things that probably shouldn't have happened. So I used a straight razor first. I used it where it wasn't sharpened properly. It wasn't honed properly. And I used safety razors kind of after that. And I tried doing everything and just kind of had a bad experience. And that's where I came to the forums and I came to, you know, a lot of groups. And I got a lot of help with it. But I kind of like have gone back to my roots a little bit. I used to straight razor shave primarily for about 5 years. And then I started getting the safety razors because of my friends. And they were into it as well, my wet shaving friends, which are my regular friends as well. I started using them, and I just really enjoyed the safety razor aspect because there's so many different types out there, vintage, new, everything, different styles, and they all shave differently. A lot of them shave differently. So I started getting into safety razors for a few years, and now I'm like, you know what? I'm going back to my roots. I haven't really picked up straight razors primarily for a long time. So November, like around Thanksgiving, I grabbed my old Dovo straight razor that my wife gave me back in 2011. So that one I've had for a long time. I honed it up and I started using that one. And I used a couple. I have another one too that's a no-name vintage straight that's awesome. Things shave so great that I don't even know what the name is. I don't know where it's from. It's an extra hollow grind. It's honed perfectly. And it just really just the whiskers just run away from fear with this thing. That's how sharp it is. And I never had an issue with it. And it's very comfortable, so I love that. I keep that in my rotation. So those two razors are primarily my rotation. And, you know, I looked at the Heart Steel sitting there in my drawer, and I said, you know, this is a great razor that I used several years ago. I did a review on it. I actually owned it for like 2 years before I even used it, which is sad. You know, I just bought it. I got a great deal on it from Classic Shaving, and I kept it for a while. And So I grabbed it, and I said, you know, I'm going to use this for a month and just have fun with it, enjoy my stuff. And I'll tell you my thoughts on it. Heart Steel, you know, some guys have had some quality issues with these things. I luckily didn't, so mine was honed up pretty well when I got it. I still have the original bevel on it, so I haven't rehoned it completely from a bevel setting, from a very, very high or low grit stone, and going up. So I'm still just maintaining it on the cotical, which is just, you know, basically maintenance, and then a pasted strop when I use it. And I did that only a couple times. The razor's solid, man. It's just really a nice razor. It's nice to use. The quarter hollow grind on it really gives it that weight. It gives it that real like wedge feeling when you're shaving with it. Like it feels like an older razor. For you straight razor guys out there, you guys know, safety razor guys, hey, what does that mean? A wedge razor means it's just got a thicker grind, so it really like plows through. It's like kind of using like a heavy axe on your face, if that makes any sense, right? And it's heavier. It feels heavier, even if it isn't. And it does just a quieter shave. Like it just comes through. You don't hear anything like a hollow ground. We hear ding, ding, ding. This thing just goes right through. And I really enjoyed it, and I had a great time using it. I'd say the only thing I have with mine that gave me a little bit of an issue is that hex screw started getting a little loose. So I went online. I found a few guys that said, hey, I found a way to do it. They put a notch in the actual screw, so you can put like a screwdriver behind it and then tighten it up a little bit more, and that seemed to have worked. So I like the hex screw area reason because you could take the blade off the scales, off the handle, and then clean it, right? But I mean, I think it's probably not necessary. I think most of my straight razors I've owned, some of them vintage, there's no rust or anything under there. If you just clean them properly and use it right, you won't have any issues. But that's the only gripe I have with this razor. Everything else is good. The scales on it, I have the plastic scales. Again, a lot of guys say they're a little cheap. They are. It's plastic. So, I mean, I do prefer wood or another material, bone or something like that, or horn first. Actually, I really do like wood. I think solid wood's the best. But it's okay. I mean, I can just get another set of scales eventually and do that. And that's what kind of brings the price up and down, is scale material on those type of razors. So I just really wanted to get the blade. So I had a good time with it, guys. I think it's really still very solid. I'm going to keep in the rotation. And with straight razors, I kind of like, my goal is to keep like, I guess a 7 razor, like a 7 day set, but keep it like a custom one. I've always wanted a 7 day set. Like I wanted to get, you know, a Dovo set or something brand new. They are kind of expensive, but they're listed and, you know, they're like, you know, marked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all of them together. So that's something I really wanted to do, use it. I thought it was really a cool thing to have. But then I said to myself, why just buy one type of razor like that in a box? Maybe I can make my own set with different razors and use them every day. So that's kind of like on my, I guess that's on my radar for now. I plan on doing that. And I think that my 7 day set, I said, first off, the hard steel is going to be in there, right? I'll put the hard steel in there. My Dovo will be in there as well. And that, of course, that no name with, I guess it looks like green, kind of like tortoise shell scales, but it's plastic. They're not real. They're nice scales. I just don't know the name of the brand razor, and it just shaves so nicely. I got it in a set that I bought online on eBay. Just there was like, I bought like a whole like box full of straight razors for nothing. And I bought it like 10 years ago or something, and I just kept that one. And for some reason, I used it one time. All I did was strop it, and it started passing the hanging hair test. And it was just awesome. So I honed it up a little bit, and I've been using it, and I've been really enjoying that razor as well. So that will definitely be my 7 day set. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a future show about how to build a 7 day set and everything. So not to go off too far off topic. So hard steel, had a great time with it. Still love that deerskin sheath that comes with it too. I keep it in there, and still recommend this razor if you're looking for something sort of on the custom line without that huge or crazy price tag. So how failure can become success. Now this is an article that was on Sharpologist, I guess. I don't know when. I think it was recent. Yeah, it was like last month. And I just saw it and I said, hey, wait a minute. This is not just about wet shaving. This is about everything. You can really use this everywhere. So it's great for personal growth, for success, in a nutshell, this article goes, embracing failure, you can gain a lot of positive things from it, right? You learn how to accept failure, you learn how to learn from failure, and then you know your strengths and weaknesses and ultimately how to achieve the desired outcome, right? So looking at fear or failure, example with wet shaving is, hey, you get a new straight razor or a new safety razor and you have a terrible shave at first, right? And understanding where you screwed up or where did you mess up. Hey, my neck is all irritated, right? Or underneath my nose, I cut myself or something like that. How do you learn from that? How do you keep doing? Well, you know what? My technique is different. Let me learn how my hair grows on my neck. It's different. Personal situation, my hair grows the opposite way on my neck as it does on my cheeks, right? It grows up. So I have to go, when I go against the grain, it's almost like going with the grain, right? It's like to the side. Some guys are like that. Some guys aren't. So that's something that, I guess that's an example on wet shaving on how failure can lead to success, is in I learned how to shave my neck the hard way by getting irritation. And then eventually I learned the way my hair grew and I was able to practice and it came through it, right? But I would never have known that unless I failed and made and had irritation, and I would never have learned the way the hair grows on my face, right? So that's another thing about wet shaving and how you can bring that. But overall, this article is really interesting. It is a great it does work for a wet shaving, but it also does work for general life too, right? You got to fail at life. You know, at my job, we could talk about failing fast, right? We say, hey, fail fast, meaning try something. It doesn't work. Move on to something else, right? But if you don't try and fail, then have you really tried hard enough? So the same thing can go with wet shaving. Same thing can go with any hobby out there, you know, RC cars or regular cars or something like that, watches. You know, you have to learn the hard way. I know I learned a little bit of a lesson. I learned from failure by buying a used vintage watch and not going through the proper protocol and saying, hey, you know what, I saved a few bucks, but it ended up costing me money later because I had to get it fixed or I didn't follow the advice of others. So I learned my lesson the hard way that way. So I guess that's, in general, that can be the saying of this article, learning the hard way on how failure can be successful. It can lead to success. That is, that's true in everything. So link in the show notes for this article. Really interesting, really great. You know, give it a read when you get a chance, if that's something that you're looking for. Superior Cuts had this small wet shaving company has come out with a 3D printed razor with a bunch of options. Now, I saw this on Badger and Blade, and a guy posted it. He said he's having, you know, it's actually really nice. He's having a good time with it. The razor weighs only 17 grams. So I'll give you an example. My BBS one weighs over 100 grams. This one weighs 17 grams. It is 100%, I guess, plastic, right? And it's 3D printed to order, and you can print out, you know, you can do, you can ask for it comes with a stand. You can say, I want it aggressive, I want a longer, you know, you choose the length of your handle. So one thing is, I was looking at this, and I thought it was really interesting to see how these 3D printed razors have become. And they're very, this one in particular is very detailed. And I know that there's 3D printing with metal. There's 3D printing with different items as well, with different types of material. This one seems to be very basic. So one thing in this new AI / instant culture that we have right now, right? AI is becoming huge. You're going to be able to do, you're going to see people doing YouTube that are, and there are videos out there now that they don't even have to do it. They could just type what they want to say. And they can have AI do that as well. And a video will actually produce them standing there talking about this item without them even videotaping themselves. That technology is out here. And that's kind of what this 3D printer, I guess, reminded me of for some reason. So 3D printed razors are coming to the point where you may be able to get a 3D printer at home. And you can actually print out a razor by buying the plans from another company. Basically, they'll email it to you or instantly will send it to you. And then you could just, you know, upload it and it will print out that exact razor and you don't even have to ship anymore. That's where this technology is coming from. Eventually, from what I've seen and what I've talked to a few people about that are in the 3D printing is this kind of stuff will be with any material when it gets more mainstream, but you won't even have to worry about shipping anymore with a lot of stuff. You can replicate you'll be able to replicate a three-piece Gillette razor at home and not have to ship it, and the person that you purchase it from can instantly just have it available for download. So I thought that was, the technology is very interesting. It's definitely up and coming. 3D printing has been around for some time now, but it's now getting more mainstream. It's getting easier to acquire these printers, right? So in the meantime, this is a Croatian razor that's 100% 3D printed from a synthetic material and reasonably priced. And it's been getting really good reviews. You can customize, again, the gap that you want, aggression level. And you can also get, you know, different handles and stuff. And you can get them pretty quickly. But what are your guys' thoughts on actual 3D printing in general, like, and all this AI stuff? You know, this is something also I'm going to be talking about in the future. And I'm doing a little bit more research on it for wet shaving. Like, how is AI going to really help? And how is AI going to affect the YouTube scene, right? Can a YouTuber just go and type in what they want to be said, what they want to say, or upload a review from a razor or the description and just create a review out of it in, you know, 10 minutes with them talking about it and maybe even shaving with it or shaving in general without even doing it, right? Is that possible in the future? We'll talk about that in a future show, and I'll tell you my thoughts on it too. It's like, it kind of takes a little bit out of the fun out of the wet shaving world and the video making world as well, if you've ever done a YouTube video. So 3D printing is definitely a wave of the future, I think. I think it's coming. I think it will be more mainstream soon. And I think this razor is actually really interesting, and I'd like to try a 3D printed razor in the near future myself. So be on the lookout for one of those reviews. All right, everyone. St. Patrick's Day is next week. Get your green on. This is a great opportunity to use green anything, and anything that's like an Irish spring smell, because that's usually one of my favorites. Actually, I love Irish spring soap. I love using its green. It's great for St. Patrick's Day. It's great for every day, but it's one of my favorites. And there's a couple of wet shaving vendors that actually have St. Patrick's Day stuff. I know Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, they have the Tweed, they call it, and it's like basically like a very like an Irish spring type scented soap. I still have mine. I always use it this week. So what are your St. Patrick's Day shaves coming up? If you'd like to, share your pictures with me, and I'll post it on the show in the next show. But get your green on, guys, this weekend. It's on Sunday this week coming up this year. So hopefully you don't have to call out sick on Monday from having too much fun on Sunday. So have a blast, guys, and show us those green shave of the days. All right, so that concludes our show for this week. Just remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to you guys, the listeners, and Mark Mantic59 for everything he does with the wet shaving community. Don't forget, guys, check out my book. It's available on Amazon, The Modern Guide to Straight Razor Shaving, in both Kindle and paperback form. I love the support, guys. I really appreciate the amount of books that I was able to sell. Completely done by myself. All the writing is mine, original. There's no AI or any of that generated stuff in it. All the pictures too are 100% from me. So if you want to see an old school kind of book in a modern way for straight razors, check it out if you can. Also working on another project as well, hopefully coming out in the next year or so. Next show will be on the 25th of March. Until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye bye now.